Well, I'm excited to hear the updates about the run because the runs, because that is my favorite part of the show is hearing about your runs.
See, here's it. But you just said the runs, and you know that Big Fatty's going to clip that into his opening, and you're going to, it's going to be right as I'm, the ending piece is going to be Adam Burns saying, you know, I love it when I get the runs. It's like, that's what he's going to stitch.
Well, you just said that you love it when you get the run. You said, I love it when I get the runs. He's going to cut that out and literally have you saying, I love it when I get the runs.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I'm excited to hear the updates.
See, you know that Big Fatty's going to clip that into his opening.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4107 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of November 2023, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and gay crema. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, Camasola's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Camasolas. Because y'all, here at the villa, we have got the electric Camasole powered up, ready. Hump day. Tuesday evening. Y'all, it went down to the low. No, it went down to the upper 40s here in Fat Acres. And y'all, hump day night. Y'all, we are going to be in the mid 30s. Y'all, this is unheard of. Unheard of. They say this is more like January weather, but yes, we pretty camisole weather. It's true. So, y'all, I've got the hot tea. I've got what? Y'all, I don't know what the flavor is, but it smells like feet. It's Meyer lemon and lemon spearmint, I think, or orange spearmint, maybe. So it's citrusy, but yes, Big Fatty, because when you think of citrus, you think of feet.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the tooth of November, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person, but as in whole, y'all, he's called in to the BFO several times, and it's been a while since we heard from him. He calls into the mix. Probably or the old the Crooked Hat Show more than here. Y'all participated in Shark Week, and anyway, y'all just as nice a sounding person as you'd ever want to meet. Y'all, he is out there in the California. I don't know if he's in Sacatomatoes or just Northern California. He does say Northern California. So it may not be Sacatomatoes, but y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Blind Scotty.
Didn't we love Blind Scotty?
And y'all, we call him that because, you know, Steve the Tater and the old gal, they like to kind of claim that name, but Big Fatty, they'll always be Tater and old gal. It's true. So anyway, and I think Scotty is on the social medias, but I'm not 100% sure. So y'all, if you see Blind Scotty on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or the wherever, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old P. piece of cake. Yes, my buddy! Music after the night of gay crema, it's true. You know, I recorded yesterday's little show prior to the tricksters and the treaters, Big Fatty. So, y'all, it was a lovely evening. It was cooler than most gay crema nights. And y'all, the trick-or-treaters started about 5:15 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, before 7:15 p.m. in the evening, I had given out all 400 pieces of my candies. They just come in waves. It's just waves of them coming along. And there were lots of families that dressed up. Y'all, there was some hot daddies that were out trick-or-treating too. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a creep. No, that was the Nip. The Nip was here. And the jar stopped by. Veda had something come up down at the coal mine, and he says he wasn't going to be able to make it, but the jar stopped by for a little bit, and, it was a lovely visit. They basically sat behind me up on the porch, and I sat on the steps and handed out the Rice Krispie Treats, the little mini squares of the Rice Krispie Treats, 400 of them. And, they were still out on the streets long after Big Fatty cut off the porch light. Let's say, probably in at least another hour. But the little ones are Big Fatty's favorite. Y'all, there was one that she was dressed up like, Tinkerbell. And y'all, there were some that, you know, they'd start to walk towards the porch, and they were timid, but I would smile, get a big smile on my face, and y'all, they just got a big smile on their face. I asked lots of them what they were dressed as, and some of them I didn't know, but y'all, speaking of the Nip, I believe he's arrived. Either that or somebody has just walked into the villa. I may have to go look and see who it is. Y'all, it was not the Nip, y'all. It was a group of five little girls. Two of them live next door. And they were selling Rice Krispie Treats. And they asked Big Fatty if I wanted to buy one for a dollar. And so, y'all, I went and got a dollar, and I bought the Rice Krispie Treat from them, y'all. It was interesting that they were selling the Rice Krispie Treats, as I was telling you about the Rice Krispie Treats. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think I told you there was one little girl that was dressed up as a Tinkerbell, but y'all, my favorite costume was a little boy, and he had on kind of a striped hat and a little uniform, and y'all, he was carrying a box. He looked like a stadium vendor with the box and the strap around his shoulder, and inside the box there were hot dogs. So y'all, he was selling hot dogs like at the stadium, and y'all, it was just as cute as it could be. It didn't look like something you'd buy at the store. It looks like something that was made or he helped make or whatever. But y'all, it was as cute as it could be and original. Y'all, somebody was dressed. You know those crazy things that are out in front of the car dealerships that just wave their arms in the air and are just wow, you know. Y'all, there was somebody with one of those costumes on. It was funny. And y'all, but I think one of my favorites was it was two girls. They were probably in their teens. And I said, all right, girls, you're going to have to explain the costumes to me. And they said, well, we are the same person. She is before marriage, and I'm after marriage. And y'all, one of them looked just lovely, and the other one looked just worn out. So they got points for originality there. Y'all, like I said, I closed the door around 7:15 p.m. in the evening, and I watched the Jeopardy and the Big Mother, and y'all, oh, it's going to be good tonight. Y'all, if you're not watching it, I see Miss Bacon's watching again. If you're not watching, y'all, get back on it for Thursday night, y'all. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And y'all, a week from tonight, next Thursday, y'all, it's the finale. The finale. Yes, Big Fatty, we are looking forward to it. Y'all, they've been in there on the final night. They will have been in there 100 days. And Big Fatty, is that all? It seems like eternity. Well, it probably feels like eternity to them, too. But y'all, slept like a baby and woke up right around 6. Oh, I guess it was a little after 6 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, I just stayed under the electric camisole for a little while and finally got up prior to Miss Gail King coming on the air. Because, as you know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. Had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper. Y'all, you know, I made that, got that banana bread in the dairy case. It's the poppin' fresh. You know, old Poppin' Fresh Dough, don't you?
Say hello to Poppin' Fresh Dough. It's such a nice feeling to make something fresh. It's such a nice feeling to get to know Poppin' Fresh Dough.
But the banana bread is not bad. It was a little dry, but if you put some of that good Kerrygold butter on it, y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And anyway, after that, did my morning walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Y'all, they're about finished. With all the renovations in the Big Circle, they're taking down the construction fence. And I think a week from tomorrow, they're having the grand ribbon cutting or whatever. And y'all, after that, I had to wear my sweatpants and a long sleeve shirt and a stocking cap when I was walking. But y'all, after that, I hopped in old Ruby Red and I went to get Ruby Red washed, and then on to the Bonsies. Yes, be pretty! Can you hear that? Yes, be pretty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East, y'all, speaking of Rice Krispie treats, y'all, they had the Rice Krispies on sale, and you know, I need those to make the cheese cookies, so I bought a box of that. Y'all, I needed a new container of cranberry juice, so it was on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Pick me up an onion. Y'all, they have the good Green Giant antioxidant blend of frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got four boxes of them. Y'all, and they have the bag solids on sale. And y'all, they had two new combinations. One was a smokehouse chopped solid, and the other one was a French bistro chopped solid. So I got one of each of those, plus the Italian balsamic kit. Y'all picked up some matchstick carrots. Y'all, I'm expecting, Durwood gets the big meat box once a month, and every once in a while he'll say, "Brick Freddy, I'm sending it to you." And y'all, it just arrived a few minutes ago, and I decided I was going to make some chili. So I picked up a couple of things of chili seasoning mix. Y'all got some sour cream for the chili. I got some bulk Italian mild sausage. It was on sale. Y'all, they had a new dip, the chicken cordon bleu dip there in the deli. Picked up some tortilla chips. They will buy one, get one free. Got some sliced portobello mushrooms, because you know Big Fatty makes his chili with mushrooms instead of beans. Yes, Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. And y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, I spent $42.35, but I saved $28.31. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away, and y'all, I took down all the gay crema decorations. I didn't have much, but I took it all down and put it back into the storage unit here in Fat Acres. And y'all, then I got me my share, and then y'all, I just decided I needed to turn on the electric camisole and have a little nup a nap, so I did that. And y'all, like I said, the big meat box arrived, and there was something in the Villa Melt Box. Yes, Big Freddy. Make a wish. Y'all, I got a postcard, and on the front of it is Flipper, and it says, "Love from South Kakalaki," and y'all, it says, "A good morning, Big Freddy. I didn't remember to mail any other postcards, so rather than mail them after I get home, I'll mail this one from right here, right now." Crone, and y'all, it says, "Love, Crone, and Birdie Bert. And B, y'all, they were in South Kakalaki, and I cannot believe that they didn't come by the villa. Big, y'all, and the postmark on it is Charleston. I cannot believe it. Birdie Bert, B, I'm crestfallen is what I am. I'm just crestfallen, but thank you so much for the card nonetheless. But next time, you gotta promise, Big Fatty, that you're gonna stop by the villa and say thank you for calling, or we don't want to see the special chair. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, Big Fatty's got a big weekend. Y'all, Big Fatty, it's old coal miners weekend, and it starts today, Thursday. Been 45 years since Big Fatty was a young coal miner and made his way. Well, I never really left, but anyway, so I'm getting together with other former coal miners for a weekend of, yes, Big Fatty, probably Metamucil and bowel movement stories. Yeah, that's probably so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there, the mix. And guys, what was your highlight today?
Well, I'm excited to hear the updates.
See, you know that Big Fatty's going to clip that into his opening.
Oh, yes, I put it in the opening, and I put it in the rear also. Oh, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.